Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to discuss lower interest rates. I had a few other podcasts where I've referenced this concept in a few different areas, and I suppose you're going to have to put this podcast down in the category of I wish I had a better answer for you. But what I'm going to discuss is how do these lower interest rates potentially affect your future, primarily your retirement and how you're going to be able to live your retirement. Interest rates have been going down at this point for almost 40 years now. And of course, we hear that they have to go up at some point, right? But I've been hearing that for years. I remember we were at my prior firm introducing products 2008, 2009, 2010. Well, interest rates got to go up, right? What if they don't? What if they don't go up for 20 years, 25, 30 years? If this ultra low interest rate environment simply becomes the norm for many years, throughout the entire Western world right now, interest rates are virtually nothing. I mean, I think the US Treasury, 30-year Treasury is around 1%, maybe a little bit more. Vanguard's prime money market fund pays essentially nothing. Now you can go get some interesting interest rates if you want to look around and see if you can open up some accounts in other parts of the world. I think Nigeria, I'm not kidding, is paying like 13, 14%. India has got good rates. Colombia is about 9 or 10. Unfortunately, some of my clients that are Lebanese had done some banking in their home country. With the problems there, they can't get their funds out, but they were getting 7, 8%. So they're out there a little bit, but in the Western world, it's basically nothing. So how does this impact people? Well, if you're looking for products that have some degree of stability, that have some degree of guarantee, all of those products are going to be affected. CD rates here in the States, term deposit rates, virtually nothing. Treasuries from countries throughout the Western world are all down. Corporate bonds, which are considered to be stable forms of income, are down. Insurance products, annuity products that have guaranteed payment streams in them, for those new policies, rates are down as well. There are some historical legacy contracts for some people, and that's great if you have them. But for any new contracts, all those prices should be coming down. And this is critical because so many retirees need to live off of fixed income. They want stability. They just want a portfolio that will produce annualized income from them. And that's drying up right now. So a lot of them are considering or already using more stocks, more equities to provide growth. And along with that comes instability. Now, in this environment, warning to you, be careful about products with promises or guarantees that can be very alluring right now. And you can think, gosh, if I could just get 4% or 3% even, or 5%. So some products will be offering those kinds of rates. But if you're going to look for something like that, and the product is sold in a way that you don't really understand it, or you buy something you shouldn't have, you have responsibility for that. You wanted to get something with a higher guaranteed rate in an environment where fixed rates are incredibly low. So there's risk built into that inherently. Now, I've been using 5 and 3% in our assumptions for our clients for a long time now. Are those reasonable? I mean, seriously, is 5% a reasonable rate of return for a balanced portfolio? Maybe for a fully aggressive one, if you're willing to accept a lot of volatility, which many younger and middle-aged investors are fine with. But what if you want to be a moderate investor? Are you really going to be able to get close to 5%? Maybe you'll do fine. Maybe the stock markets will perform well enough prior to retirement to get you to 5%. But even the 3% that we use for our clients as a retirement rate of return, if an investor wants to go 50-50, 50% stocks and 50% bonds or fixed accounts, and they're just going to get 1%, that means their stock portfolio has to earn about 5% to get to the 3%. Maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe it won't for a period of years. So how is this going to impact you if interest rates are going to stay low, or interest rates are low and they're going to stay low for a longer period of time? Well, again, back to I wish I had a better answer for you, but one of them is to work longer, maybe not a lot longer, maybe an additional 6 months to accrue more assets to cover these lower interest rates, maybe a year and a half, or maybe part-time for several years. That may be a reality for people that aren't going to get the kind of income they need from their portfolio. So just have to work a little bit longer. And that might be dissatisfying. Maybe that will be dissatisfying for many. Here's another one in the category of, I wish I had a better answer. Spend less money. Well, that's an effect of this kind of situation where you're not producing the kind of income or revenue that you need. You got to spend less. A way that you might think about this is you won't spend less all the time, but maybe a quarter of the time or a third of the time, you just have to, you have to live within your means and only live on what your portfolio will deliver. So that's one effect that you can, that this may have on you. Again, you can still enjoy life, still do many of the things that you want to do, but you may need to cut back on your spending as a retiree. Finally, a way to get around this is just to save more money, which is kind of tied into the one above. You spend less money while you're working, you can save more money. And if you save more money, that will build your portfolio larger, give you a larger buffer to draw on, and prepare for lower interest rates. So how's this going to impact you? What's the effect? Well, if we can't get the kind of returns that we need to produce the income we want to live off, you're either going to work longer, save more, or spend less, or maybe you got a better solution on your own. But if these low interest rates persist for an extended period of time, I think these are the considerations that you'll have to think about as you get close to your retirement.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.